you all. We read with Brother Frank the word of 2 Peter. It's true that it speaks about the spirit of truth and the correct position, but it's not just of being patient with the truth. Either you are patient or not, in general, I do not know how to express it, as is written here in 2 Peter chapter 1, temperance, then add to temperance patience. So if I'm a believer, it's not just for the truth, but I have a new nature. It's a nature which God has put in me. So it becomes normal for me to have temperance and patience. It's not just on Sunday. It's like I was a believer just on Sunday. On Sunday I have patience and temperance, but in the other days, no. In the other days, no. And in the other days, I'm living like a worldly man. You should not be like this. I must be a believer every single day. Glory to God. There are some brothers who are still coming. Brother Antonio is working. The month passes quick. Days are passing without realizing it. May God help us. So what you heard and what can we share together, brothers, Brother Gianfranco? Sister is asking a question. I'd like that brothers could share something before we are together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are like in the church, even if we are behind a screen. But the Lord say, where two or three are gathered in His name, is in their midst. So for this reason, you should open your videos so I could see you, because when we come in the presence of the Lord, we have not to hide ourselves. We cannot hide ourselves before God, before His word. So we must have this habit of leaving open our video camera. It should be like this. So in an assembly or in a local church, brothers must speak first. So brothers must speak. There is a problem of connection with the brothers. So we should always hold our Christian banner, or our Christian flag. We are not Italian, but we are believers. So what have you received this morning in your heart from what we heard? Brother Doriano, reading in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, what we read before, I'd like to give a testimony, my testimony, that because of the problem which I had in my life, I failed. But now I recover my strength, and I have the assurance of the coming of the Lord, in the coming of the Lord. And every night when I'm praying, I always say, I'm not yet what I should be, but I know that I will be how you want me to be. And I know I'm a believer, and we should live a believer's life every single day, 365 days a year. And now I'm ready, and I'm convicted that the Lord will come for me. And I'm certain that I won't fall anymore, because the Lord will take care, and will come, and I'll go with him. And that is the strength that God gave me. I'm alone, but I know I have my Father with me. And that is the testimony that I'm giving. And reading these verses, Brother Frank also confirmed what I had in my heart. There are still other things, but I thank the Lord for what the Lord has done and what has given to Brother Frank. Brother Franco. When the Lord start his work with each one of us, he will do everything for us to reach his goal, not our goal, but his goal. So he'll prepare us, and we'll do things in the manner in which we have to seek and to desire his inspiration. And as a bride, we feel that his coming is him whom works, and is the one who doing his everything. We have to let him work. The Lord does not do things by force, but always through love. And as we heard, is coming for us, and everything is embedded to love, is embedded in love. May God help us. As we said, is the burden which the believer had in his back, and he bring it all the way with him, and he cannot remove it. But the Lord will use him in a way for himself to be manifested in this person. And God always make things to turn in our favor. May God bless us. There are many things which Brother Frank said this morning. Who else had something to add? I want to share something. Brother Gianfranco, Brother Francesco, or Brother Carmelo. many things were said, and they are the truth. Brother Frank took the passage speaking about Elijah and what God does or did with Elijah. He touched special passages which concerned all of us. I believe that the work of God is to bring us out, or to call us out, and to give us that responsibility for us not to be hidden anymore, but to manifest what we are, what God made of us. Brother Frank spoke about love, correction, many things which goes together. Brother Carmelo, God bless you. It's true that sometimes they are hard saying, but they are for our good. If they are for our good, if they are for our preparation, they must be said and they must be done. In verse 6, have you underlined verse 6 in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 6? No, verse 9 is something. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off. He has forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. So he forgot that he was forgiven. But he that lacketh these things is blind. If these things are in you and abound, you shall not be barren. But if you are lack of these things, you are blind. And you cannot realize what God is doing now. And many have passed aside. And another day, I was speaking with a brother. Till today, to work one before another is wrong. A bride should work one beside another, the same preparation. They should have the same preparation. There are people still beyond us. They should not be there. The Lord want us to walk all having the same step or being in the same point, not depending on the personality of people, but in the word of God. We should be in the same position, in the same direction. That's what God is doing. May God help us and grant us grace and prepare us. Brother Francesco, he spoke about a right word, a serious word, the affliction. Our will must be found in harmony with the word of God. There is a kind of affliction in us which crieth because we want to be prepared and to have all these virtues written in 2 Peter chapter 1. But as is written in Philippians chapter 1 verse 6, the one who began the work in you will bring it to achievement. It's true that we have to continue to walk forth and to walk in the promises, because we are cleaved in the promises. We are not attached to, or we are not cleaved to a brother or to a prophet, even if he's the instrument of God, the instrument which God used to bring the word in this time. And the word make us better day after day. And we should accomplish every word of God. Brother Franco say, for this reason is written, if these things, this virtue, are in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren. So we seek these virtues with an honest heart. And if we see that something is missing in us, we go to the Lord and we seek it with sincerity for us to get the maturity. And we see that the last virtue here is charity. So it's the cornerstone. And God works according to preaching, using brothers for us to bring us in this direction. For all these things to be manifested in us. And for us to be cleaved through the Spirit. And also in Joshua, it was written, it was a promise. It was a promise. Joshua was strengthened with the word, with the promise that God gave him. He said, everywhere you put the sole of your feet, I'll give it to you. So who is stronger than God? Who is stronger, more than the grace of God? There's no one. A believer knows that God is with him. Even in his mistakes, God is always with him. Even if during hard time, because the soul feels the need to have that virtue that is lacking. And God knows that, and God works with us toward those things. And through correction, through his word, God will reach his goal. Do you see? So we have to be attached to what God is doing today. We must reach the perfection of the word. For this reason, we have to continue. And we should not stay behind and asking, oh, where are you? Oh, where are you here, my brother, my sister? No. We have to call. We have to walk together. That's why in the days of the Lord, one day I was speaking about this. In the yoke, there were always two oxes. a younger one and the old one. So the young one, when he was walking, he did not have endurance, but the old one, he had endurance. So they were walking under the same yoke. And the oldest one had experience, had endurance, and he could hold the help. And as the brother said, if you are elder, you are elder in your house, being an elder, you should have the right word for the right moment. So you should not be giving, or you should not give orders. Oh, you should do this, you should do this, you should know. It should be the Lord to work, and he will always work in the right direction. Because God wants those persons to reach the goal. So these virtues, I remember in the beginning when the preaching, the sermon, the statue of the perfect man came out in Italian. We spoke a lot about it. I remember everywhere we all were speaking about this brochure. All the brothers, also the best friends of Brother Branham, is something unbelievable what took place. I say it with all my heart. It's just the grace of God. We are truly under grace. Let's take, for example, Billy Paul. He has seen the manifestation. He has also seen the angel of the Lord, which always accompanied Brother Branham. And instead of being in the right direction and to absorb the right word and the anointment, then he starts saying that his father was more than a man. That Brother Branham was more than a man. How can you say a man is more than a man? Because when a man is more than a man, it's God. You see where the human nature, the human mind brings. But we are under grace. We have found grace. And we are steadfast. And as we heard this morning, it was said, is the message that shall forerun the second coming of the Lord, or the return of the Lord. Do you remember about the tenth? In Matthew 17, when the cloud was there with Elijah and Moses, they appear, and there was a cloud, and Peter then asked to build up three tents, and Brother Branham and Brother Frank, they also seen the tents. In that vision, when Moses and Elijah disappear, and the Lord was left alone, and he was not anymore in the transfigured body, they have seen just Jesus Christ. And so the tent is the Lord Jesus Christ, is the body of Jesus Christ. They seen just Jesus Christ. There was no Moses anymore, neither Elijah. So the tents which Peter wanted to do was the body of Jesus Christ. what Brother Branham, Brother Frank saying, it was the same thing. The body of Jesus Christ. Don't you see that is about the election? Don't you feel it in your heart? We should say, Lord, you have granted us grace for us to be in the right word and to be stable in stability. For us, it seems nothing. We should say, Lord, you are wonderful. For this reason, it's not time anymore to be left behind. But we should walk in the same step, with the same step. If there is something that we did not understand, we could go to a brother and say, Brother, how is here? But we still have these difficulties in doing that. Difficulties of having fellowship with the Lord. I say with the Lord because with your brother. When I say with the Lord, is among us, brethren. You should say, Brother, I did not understand this. But we still have shame. We have shame of saying that. And I said, with the love of Christ. It should be like this, Brother, I did not understand this. Not start saying, me, I'm someone, I'm strong, I'm this. It should not be like this. Then after a while, it will have a weakness, or it will fall. No, it should not be like this. For this reason, it's written, edify one another, exhort one another. You see? So now it's time to take the word of God and practice it. Women should be at their place. Husbands at their place. Everything in their place. For the harmony to take place. It's like with music. When people are playing music, if there is a mistake of the note, it's like everything will be disrupted. But there should be an harmony in everything. We should trust our brothers. They are brothers who are not yet mature. They must become mature. It's time of the exam now. It's time of exam. May God help us to pass the exam. As Brother Frank said, it's not just about preaching. Also Paul said, after preaching to others, I do not want to be disqualified. 1 Corinthians 9. That is valid for all. As it was for Paul, it is for Brother Frank, it was also for Brother Branham. He said, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. May God give us this capacity of recognizing our responsibility. When I'm not able to do it alone, I call others. When there is this spirit which I cannot fight against him, I call the whole army then. If you think about Israel, is a perfect type. When there was a tribe in difficulty, it's true. he was calling all the other tribes, and they were going as one man to fight. And after the fight, everyone was going back to his tents. But when there was a fight, they were going together. It's true, there were always problems, but that was the rule. For example, there was a tribe in the other side of the river. It's true that there was also the permissive will. But in any case, when there was a problem, they were getting together. May God grant us grace. Because sometimes there are difficult things. As, for example, when I say our brother Paddy is here, the brother is outside. The brother is going to the train station. He's going to catch a train now. May God bless you. May God help us. As we are at the end, we should pray not just for Brother Frank, but for all the brothers, for us to reach the stature of the perfect man, the stature of Christ. In age, I'm older than you. And we feel that at the end we should be all together. We would like to see this perfect harmony. You say, my brother, it's difficult. It's difficult here. Yeah, it's right. The brothers add, brother adds that we are at the end. May God help us. Brother Carmelo, do you have something to add? Brother Carmelo wanted to say something. I like to listen many things were said, and I wrote them down. When Brother Frank spoke about love, he said that everything is anchored in love. And I thought about the anchor which keeps the boat. Also, love, as Brother Frank said, what Brother Branham also used to say, that God forgives and forgets our sins, but a man forgives and he always remembers. Here is where God should help us to forget also. It's true that we remember, but the love of God should push us or help us to forget. And another thing, speaking about Billy Paul, or let us speak about Matthew 17. I thought about one thing, that Elijah shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elijah is come already. And that the same thing which happened with Brother Branham. Everyone, so all have made of Brother Branham what they wanted. Brother Frank talked about someone wanted to preach the seven thunders. But I believe that the children of God, they live with this love and they bear this love as an anchor. We thank God that we did not make out of this message different doctrines, but we recognize it. And we know that the message will bring us to the final goal. And there are also many other things, but I love to hear Brother Franco say, do you remember what we said on Thursday? Everything that God did, it was based upon mercy. And mercy is love. Without mercy, if it was not his mercy, we would have been dead. Everything is based upon forgiveness, because mercy of God is forgiveness, and forgiveness is love. Forgiveness is love. Without forgiveness, there is no love. Without love, there is neither forgiveness. It's like this: if you don't have love, you cannot forgive. You can only forgive if you have love. If you don't have love, you can forgive, but you always remember. But if there is a real love, you will also forget the thing. And you say, what took place? Then you don't remember it anymore. That's how is the thing. Everything is based upon the mercy of God. We spoke about it on Thursday. And mercy of God is forgiveness. Forgiveness is love. Amen. And everything goes together. One thing completes another. And I found also this passage in Micah chapter 7, verse 19. That is what is wonderful. I don't know if you paid attention. When the Spirit of God gives a revelation, it just is enough just one person to speak about it, and all the other people finding themselves in different places, they will receive the same thing. Do you believe that? When there was the opening of the seals, Brother Branham spoke about it, but were you there? No, but we all receive it. So this thing is 100% biblical. Micah 7, verse 19, we read it last time, is a precious word which Brother Branham always said. Underline it, or and in your Bible. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depth of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. You see, thou wilt cast all their sins into the depth of the sea. Brother Branham spoke about it. Our sins, they were cast in the depth sea, and this word was brought back to the put back in the candlestick. Someone who want to depart from the mercy of God is because he want to do it, because God sent Jesus Christ to die for all. Today many people claim to believe. It's good, but when you believe truly, as the Bible say, the one who believe will be baptized, and if you are baptized, you'll be saved. Many believed or claim to believe, but they are not saved. They claim to believe, but they are not saved. But you'll be saved only when you believe and when you'll be baptized. And when this precious word will enter in your heart, the word which forgives your sins, and there you'll be baptized and you'll be saved. This is the word. This is the what God says. You see how many in our families or in among our families member, they say, yes, I believe. May God help us to bring the right position, because here we have children, and yeah, you see, it's important, this thing. It's important to realize and to enter and fully in the word and to say, Lord, you called me and I heard it. And then you will work or you will act accordingly. And there you find forgiveness of sin, grace, and mercy. Hallelujah. Brother Carmelo from Calabria. Have you heard the preaching? Also, brother, the brother answer, I like to listen. You speak, then we learn. And brother Franco say, also me, I heard before and I learned. So it's good always to listen. Amen. God bless you. It's a good position. But now you listen before, but from your heart, what you feel. Brother Franco say, Brother Carmelo says, we should have love, brotherly love. And the word is the truth. It must be taught. The word must be taught as all the truth, without anything else. May God bless all of us. And we should walk together, all together, having the same step. I heard that Brother Frank who spoke about love. And without love, there's nothing. You cannot even forgive. That would help us to go forth. And God says that only the perfect love will enter in. And may in our heart this desire be there, and the desire of to bring the word to all people, and to have all the experience of the word. Amen. May the Lord be thanked. It's already 12 o'clock. Brother Doriano wanted to add something. Before to pray, I wanted to thank you all to have prayed for me, and I passed the exam. All the exams were negative by God's grace. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ purified us of all sins and from all things, and it keeps us from all evil things. What can happen to us if we are covered with the blood of Jesus? Hallelujah. God can permit certain things. It's true that he can permit things, but in the beginning of preaching, Brother Frank said that we have to believe that all things work together for those who love God. That is true. We have to accept it also. So the main thing is that you and me to be hidden. For this reason, and brother Doriano say also, I miss you. And Brother Franco said, that's why you should also open your video camera so we can see each other. And by God's grace, we will get physically soon, maybe in our houses. May God lead us and help us. We want to pray and to thank the Lord who feels in his heart to pray, to close the meeting, and to prepare ourselves for Thursday by God's grace. We thank you, Lord. We thank you once more today, Lord, for your words which you spoke and which came from your throne. Thank you that you established a ministry for us, Brother Frank. Thank you to have put in each one of us the need. And you give us according to our needs of each one of us. Thank you for the exhortation. Thank you for the message. And thank you to always bring us to the origin, and be with us. Put your spirit in us and help us to walk in the path of a believer, and for you to put love, that is the master stone, and for us to walk, as Brother Franco said, to walk all together, no one left behind, but all together. And we do not have this thinking of being more than others or in front of others, but may you help us in all things for us to be all in conformity with your word. Because what you said, if you believe, you'll be saved and your family. There are many things that I like to say, but you know, and the depth of my heart, we thank you for all. We ask your blessing to be over us and with each one of us, with our families also for the time wherein we pass with our family. We pray once more for Brother Frank. May you help him and all the other servants of God, those who you establish to preach your word. And we do not forget people Israel. We thank you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May God bless you all. Amen.